This is Warbird Radio Live.
Well, good evening, everybody. Matt Jolly here with you for the 12th of December. It is that time of year again, time where we all gather around the campfire here at the Hines Family Ski Lodge and at our respective locations and celebrate the annual Christmas Spectacular. If you're just joining us, welcome. Dave Holmwood's here tonight, and Hartman and Hines are standing by. Good evening, everybody. How's it going?
Hello!
I have no idea who that was, but that sounds like Hartman and Hines and Dave Holmwood. Merry Christmas, gentlemen. Glad you could be here tonight for the Christmas Spectacular. I don't know how many years we've been doing this, but I think ever since we started. And it's great to have you all joining in this year yet again, where we're going to play some games and have a good time. And if anybody wants to call in tonight, we'd love to hear from them. The number to dial, 478-787-4768. Or it's a free call from anywhere in the world on Skype. You can just log on to Skype and find us there. The username is just Warbird Radio, and it's up and running. So good evening. Merry Christmas to you, and hopefully a Happy New Year. We will be taking a break from programming the live shows. We'll have some good content up and running so we can enjoy the holidays there with our families. And, you know, because this is a strenuous activity, this weekly commitment of ours. And Hartman just gets all bent out of shape, and sometimes he just downright can't make it because of
I get crazy.
Of commitments. But that's the plan. We'll be back after the new year and get started on some good stuff. Tonight, though, a night full of surprises. We have some folks that are going to call in tonight, I'm sure, and we look forward to welcoming you here to the family. I have my coffee with me because it's 4 a.m., right now. It's 8 p.m. back in the U.S. And Dave, I don't even know what time it is down in New Zealand.
Like, it is 2 p.m. here in New Zealand.
No,
it's the 13th, Wednesday the 13th. So we're still ahead of you guys.
Well, no, not of me. And not of just by a few hours. About it's the 13th here.
Well, we're always ahead of you.
You're always ahead of us. Yeah. Dave always likes to point that out.
But I mean, I haven't got a cup of coffee. I've got a bottle of icy cold beer because it is so warm here. In fact, I've just turned the fan off and shut the window, but they've been blowing air up until now. But I turned it off for the sound. So my room that I'm in is probably going to get increasingly warmer as we're on air.
You're just full of Christmas cheer this year, Dave. That's all I can say.
I'm also full of hay fever.
Hartman and Hines are always full of cheer. In fact, gentlemen, it is the annual Christmas Spectacular. Have you prepared a song to kick things off with?
No, we have not.
Oh, come on. Now, that's not the right answer. We're not just phoning this in this year. I know you guys.
Jingle planes,
there we go.
Jingle planes, jingle in the air. Fly high. Hey.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Well, that's just we're starting weak. That's all I'm going to say. We're starting weak this year, but hopefully we're going to pick it up a little bit. So Hartman and Hines, I want to bring you in because true to Andy's style, something terrible happened yesterday. And I just want to say, Andy, that in all seriousness, our condolences to you in the loss of your beloved Corgi, the greeter there at the Hines Family Ski Lodge that made everybody so happy when they would come and check into their rooms there. So we're sorry about that, but hopefully tonight you'll have a little Christmas cheer in your heart, and you'll recount to us a story of old Hines Family Ski Lodge tradition. Maybe you're sitting around the campfire tonight out back, and then you've moved in where you have a cup of wassail. Isn't that what you drink there? You drink wassail this time of year and celebrate the holidays. Tell us about that, Andy.
Well, it's an old family tradition. Being that our family is German, when my grandfather fought for the fatherland, in the trenches, they would drink that at Christmas time.
Wow.
It was made with potatoes and turnips. So it was an interesting combination for coffee, no less.
I leave the room for 30 seconds to turn off a radio in the background, and this is what I walk into.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's all I can say.
It's not made with turnips and potatoes. It's made with potatoes and chicken.
Oh. See,
oh,
I
that's
had a
what
different
it is.
Recipe from a different part of Germany.
That's what it is. Oh, geez. Well, let's see. You know, I want to see if I want to see if we can get somebody else in here. But
somebody more fun.
No, I think it's important to do this. We were talking earlier tonight about some songs and whatnot, and since clearly Hartman and Hines just aren't bringing it tonight, I'm wondering, you know, I haven't seen anybody come by yet. But the phone lines are indeed open tonight. If you want to call in, we'd love to have you come on and talk to us tonight. And then the number to dial again, 478-787-4768. Is the number to dial. But I want to bring in a friend of ours tonight and see if he's going to be there. We'll see if he answers tonight. But let's bring him in if he'll pick up the phone. We're dialing him now, and we'll just see what happens here. See if we can have a little Christmas cheer perhaps tonight. Hartman and Hines, I wanted to ask you too, next month when you come back, who's on your Christmas wish list? Who do you want to have on the show?
Well, supposedly there was talk about Matt Yonkin maybe being on the show.
Oh yeah, maybe we'll have to see if we can work that out. I doubt it. He's very busy. He's a very busy man.
And then there was also talk of Andy and I just doing some campfire talk, just with you as
interviewer. Not going to happen.
Mike was going to describe his sweaty ball recipe.
Oh, oh
really?
Oh boy.
Oh no, I don't.
Yeah.
This is just dwindling. Yeah. Jeez. Can't we somebody better call in tonight and save our Christmas spectacular.
I would like everybody to don't worry about Andy tonight. He's been sipping back on a little of the old cough syrup.
Yeah, so let's just try that again. Jeez. All right. So no Christmas songs tonight, guys. I'm surprised. You always have an Away in a Manger or a Silent Night, perhaps. Not going to happen. Let's see if we can bring our song guy in. Mr. Ryder, there you are. Gosh, this Christmas spectacular just isn't feeling the love tonight, Rob. Rob Ryder, star of international stage and screen, is here with us.
Hello. Hartman and Hines, you guys are already... You guys been juiced up pretty good tonight.
I'm a teetotaler. Andy's the one that's drunk.
Drunk on the what did he say? Potatoes and turnips or something like that.
Right.
Added in coffee.
Oh, no.
And Homewood, Dave Homewood from New Zealand is on with us tonight, the host of the Wings Over New Zealand show. He's just hot because it's the summertime down there. So we're sweating Dave out. So
yeah,
that's.
I'm indulging in that recipe that Andy just mentioned.
Yeah.
It's that hot.
It's always something. Well, let's see, Rob. Do you have a little Christmas cheer for us? Hopefully, you're going to have a good Christmas this year. And welcome to the annual Christmas spectacular that so far is not very spectacular. So thanks for joining us.
Well, I will just say that it is a treat to be able to hang out with you, although I have never been in your presence at 4 o'clock in the morning before.
Have you not? That's right. We have not. We haven't. We've had breakfast pretty early in the morning, though, at some shows. But yeah, not 4 in the morning.
You
though. That's true.
We've had early breakfast. we have proceeded over to some very very important air show briefings at 6:45.
Yeah, which is just way too early to do anything. Yeah. But here I am. So you're fresh back from ICAS, from the International Council of Air Shows Convention, where you sang some songs, and now this. I mean, this is huge. From the Paris Hotel, the Warbird Radio's Christmas Spectacular. So, Rob, I'll let you have it. We'll stay quiet if you want to sing, and I'll try and make it sound good on this end, and won't screw it up.
Well, I had tried to call through my studio microphone. I got you on my iPad now. Does it sound okay?
Yeah, we're fine, Rob.
Can you hear the guitar?
Yeah, is that what that is?
Hey ho, nobody home, nor meat, nor drink, nor money have I none. Yet shall we be merry. Hey ho, nobody home. Hey ho, nobody home. And that's just part of the song.
See, now, guys, that's Christmas cheer right there. You know what I mean?
That was great.
That's some good Christmas cheer right there.
You mean that's better than potatoes and turnips?
Well, yeah, and that song that Hartman was singing, I mean, that was kind of nice, but Rob, that's bringing it.
No, that's good. That's good stuff right there. That's good.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. And that assault. I could sing bits and bobs of a lot of things, but it's just nice to hear you, Matt, and be able to get a little Christmas cheer in with you, because you're not here nearby us.
No,
right
I'm not.
Now.
I'm
you're
not.
Here
yeah.
4 a.m. You're halfway across the world in a culture that doesn't always celebrate Christmas.
But you know what? I wanted to say this. I saw a Christmas tree the other day, down at the store there. I went to the store, and I saw a nice little Christmas tree the other day. So it's catching on, I think, this whole Christmas thing. We'll see. But I've seen one. That was for sale, and it looked like a Christmas tree, and I saw it, but it turns out it was just a bottle brush, so you know, we'll see.
Well, I am one of those guys that doesn't do a live tree anymore. I have found it a little more convenient to do a fake tree, and so. When the alarm went off for me to come down to the studio and ping you for this evening's broadcast, I was just putting the tree together upstairs with its lights. And it comes with a bunch of white lights on it, but I was putting colored lights on and a bunch of ornaments while Jill is out with some of her girlfriends doing their annual Christmas party. So I'm solo tonight, enjoying myself with Warbird Radio.
Well, I'm glad you came on. And Dave Homewood, we've had a little bit of music now. We have this international celebrity here with you, Rob Ryder. Tell us, let's all play that game that we like to play every year, where Dave Homewood gives us a few Christmas traditions from New Zealand, one of which is real, the others of which are fake. Dave, can you give us one? Maybe like an A, B, and C choice.
Yeah, okay, well,
here we go.
Now that you put it that way, I'll have to rethink it. But, okay, one of the things that we have here in New Zealand is, you know, we're pretty much a British colony originally, so we have kind of a very British-style Christmas. And so most families will have a Christmas dinner that's way too hot to be eating, but, you know, we'll have it anyway. And, you know, we'll have the Christmas turkey, but a lot of people will have lamb. Hmm. And that sort of goes back right back to the colonial days. They called it colonial goose, but it was actually a form of lamb. And you know, one of the things that is usually done just before Christmas is that you know, you have to actually catch the lamb, or the sheep, and you have to, you know, top it yourself and shear it and or skin it and hang it and all that sort of thing. So yeah, it's a Christmas tradition to do that. We have our own traditional pudding that everyone eats at Christmas called pavlova, which is like a big meringue, which somehow managed to get to Australia and they claim it, but it's ours. Yeah, what else do we do? We drink a lot.
Well, you always do that, I suppose. I mean, that's kind of a big deal now there.
Yeah, I guess so. We drink a little bit more because it is the height of summer. So, What else do we do? I mean, the problem with this, Matt, I think the reason that we're so flat is because we have done this such short notice because we kind of thought this was happening next week, and so we haven't really prepared.
Dave, I don't want to hear excuses. I just want to hear. I just want to hear. You know, I just want to hear that you're.
Please, can we get an extension?
that you're doing good. Here comes Homewood.
And we thought Mike was coming on first.
I know, yeah. Well, Chilson is stuck in Birmingham traffic. You know, he's very busy, that Mike Chilson. All right, so Christmas traditions, as usual with Dave, he announces that he has a some strange traditions in a British colony sort of a way. And I would never have guessed that New Zealand was once a British colony. Would any of you have ever guessed that after knowing Dave all these years? I mean, I don't see the British influence, Dave. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Really?
No, I'm kidding, Dave. I'm kidding, Dave.
We're so British.
All right. Hartman and Hines, in the next 1 minute, if you can. There we go.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the ones I used to know, when the trees up glisten and chill, listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a Christmas
with the
days be merry and bright, and may all Christmas.
Well, that was the best. That was the best song I've ever heard.
Thank you, Rob.
Finally, some Christmas
cheer. You guys
cheer.
Put it right in the key of A and held it there. Nice pitch, boys.
Well, I was going to tell you, go ahead and just give it to us an A, but you know, I knew you'd know that, so that's cool.
Yeah, I was really tempted to join in there, but then I knew I'd ruin it. So.
Well, I know. You weren't prepared, Dave. We all know that. I mean, come on. You know, we get it, Dave.
Yeah.
We get it. Needed a little more time, you know?
That was a surprise.
That was a surprise. Thank God we were here to save the show.
We were talking earlier. You know, we got that laid down, you know.
It was great. It was great. I'm sorry that we were cutting in and out. You know, this remote studio doesn't have a lot of good tricks, but it sounded decent enough on this end, and we're glad everybody can join us. This is truly a worldwide event. I'm over here in Southwest Asia. Dave is a little further south down in New Zealand. Rob and the Hartman and Hines guys are all there in Ohio where they've called in. But, Rob, I want to thank you for joining us, and I want you to tee this up. Can you tee up just a little bit about what we're going to hear here in the next few seconds? Because this is really cool, and it's a Christmas song that you've recorded, and you're going to do it live in the sound studio here.
So. Right. Every year I join a friend of mine on a talk radio show on Christmas week, the Friday before Christmas. And a couple of years ago, I decided to put together this song that I had heard Peter, Paul and Mary do called Christmas Dinner. So I went into my studio and recorded a couple of guitar tracks with it and cobbled together a bass part, and then sent it off to a friend of mine in Lexington who does a lot of orchestration work for motion pictures and for the Walt Disney Company, for the Disney parks all over the world. And I said, can you put a little celeste on here for me? And he said, sure. And when I got it back, it came back fully orchestrated with strings, French horns, English horns, celeste, wind chimes, and all sorts of other stuff, and just kind of blew me out of the water, and I call it Christmas Dinner.
Let's hear it. Here it is, Rob Ryder singing Christmas Dinner for us on this year's Christmas Spectacular. Here's Rob.
Mm-hmm. And it came to pass on a Christmas evening, when all the doors were shuttered tight, outside standing lonely boy child, cold and shivering in the night. On this street, every window save but one was gleaming bright, and to this window walked the boy child, and peeking in saw candlelight. Through other windows he had looked at turkeys and ducks and geese and cherry pies, but through this window saw a gray-haired lady, table bare and tears in her eyes. Into his coat reached the boy child, knowing well there was little there. He took from his pocket his own Christmas dinner, a bit of cheese, some bread to share. His outstretched hands held the food and they trembled as the door, it opened wide. Said he, would you share with me Christmas dinner? And gently said she, come inside. The gray-haired lady brought forth to the table glasses to her last drops of wine. Said she, here's a toast to everyone's Christmas, and especially yours and mine. And it came to pass on that Christmas evening, when all the doors were shuttered tight, that in that town the happiest Christmas was shared.
Now, see, that's a Christmas song.
That was awesome.
Man, that was great, crazy. Rob Reiner. Have you ever considered, you know, singing in public before, Rob? I don't know if you'd maybe not, but, you know.
Matt, where you been living?
Yeah. I mean, that's incredible.
A long career doing that.
Yeah.
But now it's now spend my time out on the road with you, Matt, you know. Doing air shows around the country.
I'm telling you, let's talk about that briefly, Robin. I know you got to run. We got to get the phone lines back open because we have some other people to harass tonight. But I wanted to have you on first and get this kicked off. Where can your fans find you next year? Because you got a busy schedule.
Oh boy, yeah, Yuma, Marine Corps Station Yuma. I'll be at the New York Air Show at Jones Beach on Long Island Memorial Day weekend. Dayton Air Show. The California International Air Show at Salinas. At this point, it stands at 17, and there are a couple more bubbling, so we'll see what happens with those. If it goes with 17, I'll be able to have a nice vacation in Maine. If it gets much more than that, we're not going to have much of a vacation. But it's good schedule, and unfortunately, you and I will not be working together at Miramar this year because of a scheduling snafu. But
yeah, we're going to have it's going to be Ricky P and I out there. Rick Peterson from an import from Canada, which is the country just to the north of the United States. A lot of people they don't realize Canada's just right there. They think there's something else in between. I guess there is, like North Dakota. But
yeah, it's the de-Canadianized zone is what they
call
it.
That's right. No, I'm looking forward to that. It'll be fun working with Rick, and I'll see you down the road at some point. But Rob Reiner, thanks for coming on tonight. Thanks for the Christmas cheer.
To all,
thanks, Rob.
Everybody, thank you, guys, and thanks to all. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah.
Merry Christmas.
And thanks a bunch. I appreciate it.
Glad,
blessings,
glad
Matt.
To
talk
you.
To you soon, buddy.
All right, Rob. Well, that that was Rob Reiter there from Star of Stage and Screen. Wow, that was awesome. That was really good. Dave Homewood, was that you? No, that was, who was that? That was
Mr. Hartman.
That was Buster. Wow. I thought I could have sworn that was Homewood with all that lively cheer, you know, but what do I know?
I'm trying to lighten it up a little, you know, trying to get there. We're there.
Yeah, I see that. Well, you know, one of the, speaking of singers and whatnot, one of the guys that comes on, he doesn't sing every year, but he always gives us a nice Christmas story. And he's going to do that tonight as the host of the Texas Warbird Report. I'm talking about Zane Adams, who's standing by from our studios in Texas. Good evening, Zane. Glad you could be here tonight.
Hello, fellas. How are you?
Well, we're doing well now that you're finally on with us. Good to hear your
voice.
I'm
here.
Good to hear your voice. And look, it's been a heck of a year down there in Texas. Great year. Had some snow on Padre Island the other night, back where I'm from.
Yeah. How about that? I guess your dad had some snow at his house.
Yeah, outside. Mom and Dad had snow out on Padre Island. That's the last time I was home for that. And it was a magical experience. It happened on Christmas Eve, and they made a book about that. In fact, but the island had several inches of snow that night. And it stuck. Pretty cool, and glad it's going to be that kind of a Christmas down there in Texas as well. What do you have for us tonight, Zane? We'll get to the story at the end of the show. But anything else you want to mention tonight as we say Merry Christmas to everybody?
Yeah, Merry Christmas to everybody out there from here in the hot and cold Texas winter time. Of course, it was, you know, 78 yesterday and 52 today, so, you know, these things happen in Texas.
Yeah.
You know, Dave complains about his heat, but we have that every other day around here, so, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of an odd thing for, you know, people to realize, but we've got our lights up, we've got our trees up. I've been wanting to do this for a couple of years. I built a big 8-foot long arrow with Christmas lights on it and put it on the roof of my house so that the guys out of Fort Worth that do the Christmas light flights every weekend can have a navigational aid.
And have they come over yet? Have they come screaming over the top of the house? Can they see it?
They come over, you know, every weekend about three or four times a night. So I haven't heard any feedback as whether it's visible to them. It should be. It's visible to my neighbors, and they ask me what the heck's going on. So,
yeah.
Over the back fence, you know, he said, well, what are you pointing at up there, you know?
Right.
So.
Well, that's fun, though.
They move the arrow around each couple of days so that, you know, every time they fly over, they go in a different direction?
Nope. They come down the same way every way, so every time. So, and I'm pointing them south where they're supposed to go, so, you know, hopefully it'll work. Yeah, at least I've been working on that for a long time. And of course, my wife, Dawn, rolled her eyeballs at me and, you know, laughed. But I think it's kind of a neat idea.
I really do. I think it's kind of a cool idea to have a big, you know, directional arrow on your roof. Why not? I mean, I'm sure the guys will get a big kick out of it and enjoy seeing that. Let's go to the phone lines here and see if our buddy's here. Scooter, you there? No, it's his voicemail. So, Hartman, you have to say something really nice to him right now.
Merry Christmas, Scooter, from the Hartman and Hines show. Andy?
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, don't sound so excited.
Hey, Matt, real quick, if we can, Andy has a special treat for everyone out there in Christmas land.
Oh,
cool. If we could just do this real quick. Andy, take it away. This is a little...
And it died. That's...
There you have it. Andy Hines on the piano, ladies and gentlemen.
That's pretty highbrow.
I thought it died. I thought our line died, and then all of a sudden we heard some Christmas cheer. Andy, that was played on the piano there at the ski lodge, was it not?
Well, yes, it was. Well, we have a lot of guests here, and normally at this time I'm normally singing for the guest and playing the piano.
Right.
Mike's usually on the accordion. And but we had to interrupt our show tonight so that we could be on with you.
I'm sorry to your guest for having to do this, but You know, I'm thankful for you that you took some time out for us. And by the way, let's get a plug in to the Hartman and Hines, the Hines Family Ski Lodge in downtown Dayton, Ohio, serving customers since 1922 in downtown Dayton for their skiing needs.
Right.
So we're glad you could be a sponsor and glad to have you on again. Andy, how is the season going? Is it a good lift season?
Well, you know, we had snow today.
Wow, so a fresh powder.
And, fresh powder. We'll be having the giant slalom races tomorrow morning.
Wow.
And ski jumping will be at 4 o'clock. That's always an entertaining one.
Yeah.
Mike likes to dress up wearing a Indian headdress, chaps, and nothing else.
Wow.
Well, we do couples figure skating, Andy and I, and that's the we kind of do a that, that's kind of, you know, the theme we go with
kind
this
of
year
a,
though.
A Pocahontas
I think he's
theme,
got
yeah.
an elf or right. something like that.
When are the golf cart races?
Well, those happen in the spring, Zane. Down the
I'm
slopes.
Sorry.
Yeah, we got to wait till the slopes dry out there, but
I figured you could cut donuts in the, you know, parking lot or something.
Yeah, there you go thinking again, Zane. Now don't be doing any of that.
Sorry. We kind of got in trouble with the golf cart races. We've had to slow down.
Yeah.
You know, we were gotten a few accidents.
City frowns upon hitting pedestrians, you know. They really do. So that was awesome, Andy. I'm glad to hear the old piano fired up. And listen, in all kidding aside, you've had quite the Christmas tours going on there in downtown Dayton where you put on your top hat that came from the – was that the CEO of Waco's top hat, was it not, from the 30s?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Now, it was a it was an interesting tour. We had about close to 1,200 people come through the houses this past weekend, and there was a tour every 30 minutes, and you know, led by tour guides with Victorian era costumes on, and quite the deal here in the neighborhood.
Did anybody
snappy dresser?
Yeah, I saw the pictures, and I'm sure Dave Homewood could relate to that because that's how he still dresses down there in that with all that British influence.
Colonies.
Yeah, in the colonies, the South Colony.
That's modern dress.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just curious, Andy. When all that was going on, did anybody ask you for your Wi-Fi code?
No, not at all. Well, see, this year my house was not on the tour.
Well, you had residents there at the ski lodge. You couldn't do that. I get that. We all
exactly.
That.
Exactly. We had a packed house for the tour, and you know, I couldn't be obliging to everybody.
Yeah. Well, there's got to be some
with all the new paint and everything.
I know, right? It's all been renovated. The Hines Family Ski Lodge now open in downtown Dayton for all your family skiing needs. I think it's great. Zane, tonight we're going to hear from you. And your annual Christmas story. I'm telling you now because apparently there was some concern that we didn't have enough notice. But we've only been doing this with your story now for like what 7 years. So
it's here, ready to go.
Glad you're gonna be on.
I mean that other guy can be excused a little bit. He's a day ahead. So,
He is a day ahead. And Dave,
not like half a day like you, but
that's right. We're just busting on you, Dave. Glad you're down there. What are you going to do for Christmas, Dave? While we're talking about that, what are your plans?
Well, all the family's going to Mum's for Christmas, and just going to have a chilled out day, eating lots of food, and be pretty relaxed. I think
it's going to be great for you. That'll be fun. A warm. I can't imagine what it's like to be hot for Christmas. Oh wait,
it's. Yeah, it's coming your way, mate.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it is. We were joking before the show because you know we're all in so many different locations. That's the best part about Christmas is it's not about the location, it's not about the weather. It's just about so many other things other than that, namely the birth of a guy some 2017 years ago in a manger, which is part of it. And that is the focus of this, and we're so happy to be able to celebrate this season and tradition around the world, and we're hoping that it brings a lot of cheer to your house wherever you're at this time of year, whether you're in New Zealand or whether you're in Texas or even over here in Southwest Asia, where we're hoping that that you have a great Christmas this year and a really happy New Year from all of us here. But Dave, there are a lot of things to do down there at Christmas, including something that I found really interesting was the sheep shearing contest. When does that officially kick off?
I think it's I'm not really too sure because I'm not a farmer, but it's really probably about now because you know when it's getting really hot, the sheep don't want all their wool on, do they? So
no.
It's more of a winter coat. So yeah, I guess it's probably about now, to be honest.
Probably about now, yeah. I like how he couched that, don't you, that he said he was not a farmer? I always like to say that when anybody asks me any livestock, I always say, well, you know, I'm not a farmer, but I think. But there are more sheep in New Zealand than anything else. I mean, that's the – everybody in New Zealand knows something about sheep. I mean, it's – you could be overtaken at any point by the sheep, could you not? We lost
Dave. 60 million or something.
I yeah, 16 million, I think. Something. Well, that's
60 million. And there's like 5 million people. So
yeah,
we've definitely been overtaken. But there's actually a lot more sheep in Australia, even though they make the sheep jokes about us. So that's an odd one. Speaking of Australia, I want to say too, before I forget, Grant couldn't be on the show today because he's actually in a meeting. But he did ask me to pass on Christmas wishes to everybody and all the listeners.
Well, we appreciate that, Grant. We really do. Thanks for passing it on, and glad to have Grant and you both on the show. It's always good fun. I don't know. We're trying to get a hold. We'll try and ring Scooter back here. He wanted to come on and chat with us. Let's see if he answers this time. Probably won't, but we'll try him again.
He's too fast for the rest of us.
He is moving fast right now, but. Let's see if he answers up here. I think the old boy is working hard. We spoke earlier today, so maybe he'll call back. But he wanted to share with everybody that the new online store for Quicksilver is going to be opening up. That's the Mustang. Everybody's always asking for a T-shirt or something, and now you have a way to get it there just in time for next year's big air show season. So. Congratulations to Scooter if he can't make it on. I wanted to reach out to him. No word on Chilson yet. Hartman and Hines, though, let's bring you guys back up here because we're celebrating a big anniversary for you. This is your, I've forgotten the number now, but it's a big anniversary of the number of years you guys have been hosting the show. 2018 rings in an all-new you, and we're happy to have you guys coming back on in January. With an all new show and hopefully with who did you say you wanted again?
Well, we were the talk was Yonkin.
Yeah, I don't think that. I just we got don't think that's going to happen.
We get out of there, you know, it's always a surprise that we get on the show and we kind of like to keep it that way sometimes.
But, I don't think
you know we'll see what turns out for the new season. You know, we're happy to be back on the air and we love doing this.
Well, Yonkin's agent, I just doubt very seriously that he'll be able to do it, but we'll see. Maybe. Maybe we can convince him. We'll see. See what happens.
Yes, we'll see what happens.
He's a very busy man, you know, a very, very busy man. And all the talk shows that he has to do and, you know, very busy man. But we'll try and get him on. That could work. So, it's going to be a fun 2018, and I think it is about that time. I was hoping Chilson could make it, but I think Mike is going to be stuck in traffic. You know, this is the first year Mike's not been on the Christmas show.
I know. We miss him.
Yeah, I know we miss him very much. I wish he could come on tonight. But we did have Rob, and we got all of us here. And listen, the phone lines are open. There's a lot of you listening tonight for some strange reason. And if you'd like to call in and talk Warbirds, we'd love to have you on tonight. 478-787-4768 is the number to dial to get on the show, and feel free to call in tonight. It's also a free call from anywhere in the world on Skype. It's just Warbird Radio. Did you see the big news coming out about about some of these restorations? That I've been following around, and I'm telling you, there's some really cool stuff coming out for 2018. But I wanted to ask Zane, because so much of this stuff that we talk about seems to come from two states, Texas and California. Zane, what do you have your eye on for Christmas and for next year in watching these restorations?
Some of that stuff's kind of hard to figure. Some of those, the Freakins and the... The Lewises are a little tight-lipped on that kind of stuff, and there's little rumors of things here and there, you know, but I can't pin anything down. I know there's, you know, that the A20 is still, I guess, out there bubbling. It hadn't really shown up much, you know, Rod Lewis's A20, but I don't know that, you know, it's shown up much of anywhere. So I really don't, man, it's kind of slim pickings at the moment as far as anything is public stuff, you know.
Well, Zane, surely you've forgotten one thing that's been restored here that should be flying next year.
Well, the mosquito supposedly should be here next year. So you know, we'll see if that actually arrives on time or not. You know how that goes, shipping them across the ocean and everything. But,
I'm telling you, Grant seems to restore one of those like once a week. It's turned into a factory down there, which was his plan all along when we first talked to him. And I remember thinking, man, there's no way these guys are going to be able to do this, actually produce mosquitoes. But sure enough, they've been able to do it.
Yeah, they seem to be on the way, but we'll see how that comes along. Looking forward to it. You know, I don't know where it's going to show up, and yeah, maybe summertime, maybe Oshkosh before any of that shows up. You know how that goes, but we'll see. I know the A26K folks. You know, they've got their airplane flying and went to Florida for a Nimrod reunion, and they're down for maintenance and getting ready for paint. So it'll show up in a new shiny new paint job, or well, I guess flat black for might not be too shiny, but you know, it'll be ready, and I think they plan on taking that to Wisconsin in the summertime. So you know, that's something that at least, you know, paint wise to look forward to. And other than that, I really don't exactly know what's gonna come around.
Well, I wanted to get to this because I think it's always fun to do this every year where we talk about our Christmas wish list. I still want to say, I'll put this out. I would love to still have an F7F Tiger Cat under my tree, if you could make that happen, and a gas pump and oil well to go with it, you know, that would be the best. But what are you guys hoping comes under the tree this year? This is always fun because Hartman always wishes for the same thing, and he still hasn't gotten that Red Ryder BB gun, but hopefully soon. What is it this year, guys? The Hartman and Hines guys. What's on the Christmas wish list for you?
I would like nothing but world peace.
Well, that's very nice, Andy. World peace for Andy. And yes, and what about you?
I just want on all the aviation flights and stuff like that in the upcoming year. Just want to be safe. Just want to have some safe flights, nice, easy, safe flights. Nothing exciting. Just a normal. Everything going well.
Yeah, safety and world peace from the Hartman and Hines team. Isn't that I mean, that is very noble, gentlemen.
Yeah, it is noble.
What about you, Zane?
I can't believe Mike didn't say, you know, 450 steerman. But
I'm telling you, and a little partridge in a pear tree down there. Dave, what about you? What are you wishing for Christmas this year, Dave Homewood?
I want to see some cool air shows over the Christmas and summer period. Yesterday I got slightly closer to that because I booked my flights down to the South Island for Warbirds Over Wanaka, which is the biggest air show in the Southern Hemisphere, Warbird air show, that is. And I haven't been there since 2006, so I'm pretty excited. I'm booked to get halfway there anyway. I just have to sort out accommodation and tickets and stuff like that yet, but that happens at Easter. Also, I'm really looking forward to another restoration that's hopefully going to be flying early next year from Ardmore with Pioneer Aero, and that's the P-39, which belongs to Jerry Yagan.
Oh yeah, that'll be fun. Good airplane to see. We've had a lot of Cobras take flight here in the last few years, it seems like, but
We've never seen one fly here in New Zealand, so that's going to be pretty exciting for us.
Well, that's going to be exciting for you guys. And I'm trying to think about the number of Cobras that you had down there during the war. Tell us about that. What was the significance of that airplane for you?
We never had any here. I think the closest they would have got would have been Fiji. But that one that's been restored, I think, came out of Papua New Guinea. And it spent some time getting partially restored at Wangaratta in Australia, and it's come here to be finished. And once it's finished, it's heading off to Virginia Beach. So And yeah, there's lots of other interesting restorations going on, but one of them that hasn't been mentioned on Warbird Radio yet, I don't think, is a new project, which is the de Havilland Hornet, which will start its restoration next year, and that's Pioneer era as well. And I'm planning to get one of the key guys who's involved in that on my next show, so for the Wands live show.
That's going to be great. Well, looking forward to that, Dave. Thanks for all you do down there. So good to have you and Grant on as a part of this station. Well, I want to say that well, we'd love to hear from Chilson. I understand he's not going to be able to make it because of the traffic jam that he's involved in. You know, they had a lot of snow down there in Birmingham just this last week, the last few days, and it's caused a lot of headaches down there. So they're dealing with that. But anyway, we'll miss him this year, but look forward to having him on next year and having him back in 2018 where we start our new shows. I'm trying to think here just off the top of my head. Hartman and Hines, you guys are going to go first. Is that the plan? You're going to be the first week?
Sure, that sounds good to us.
And then Zane is going to be the last week.
Yes, sir.
And Dave's going to be the third week, and that leaves Mike Chilson bringing up the second week of programming there in January. We're going to have a good time next year, and we have lots of good guests. We'll see about Yonkin. I just don't know. We'll have to work that through his agent. But as Hartman likes to say, we'll keep it kind of quiet. Isn't that right, Mike? Until it comes up, we'll see what happens on the down low. But it is that time of the night where we all like to gather with our drinks. If we're Dave Homewood, we're gonna sit there with our cup of tea, perhaps, or something cold to chill with. And
they've got whiskey down there.
Yeah, we're gonna sit back and listen to Zane with his dramatic reading of our annual Christmas story. It is not Christmas until you read this, Zane. So if you're ready, good sir, in the last few minutes, we'll read it.
Third, fourth year for this little story. And
it's been
a hit.
I think
I'm just going to stick with the classic.
I love it.
Matt, I just want to say thank you for having us on. I've been doing this with you guys since, 2010 or so?
2010, so yes. That's right.
It's 7 years, and it's been a lot of fun, and you know, met a lot of really cool people. Even Mike and Andy there, really cool folks. And so I just want to say thank you, and thank you for everything you're doing out there on your part of the world. So, and Merry Christmas to you. So just want to say that before we get started.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Anytime. So traditional reading, Texas version, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas in Texas, you know, way out on the prairie without any snow. Asleep in the hangar, the gang was all there, dreaming of a Christmas flight and maybe a cold beer. Not stockings, but boots at the foot of the bed, for this is Texas. What more need be said? When all of a sudden from out of the night there came such a ruckus, it gave me a fright. I saw across the runway, like a shot from a gun, a ripping and roaring. Why, it's a P-51. The pilot was yeeing and hawing with such a will. The Mustang he flew with such great skill. On Curtis, Hamilton, Bendix, and Sperry, Browning and Vickers the sound did carry. With Allison and Packard he yelled. Horsepower and cordite were all that we smelled. The hangar shook with a great prop wash. He circled the land with great panache. After stopping with ease on the ramp, the canopy opened, and out came this tramp. With his scarf flowing, his helmet came off. I could see the look and gave quite a scoff. I spoke to him quickly with a howdy, partner, and he answered back, "Hey, I'm Chuck Gardner." We heed and hawed over this flight so late. Presents he brought with such great haste. He said more birds were coming later tonight, and the gang will all be here, so don't start a fight. Pilgrims and Todds, and Harris and Gregory's, those quick-talking Yankees, Keogh, Henry, the CAF folks with their starch-blue shirts, Rosies and pinups with their flowing skirts. Avgas will flow, and so will the liquor. The bull will be deep and the lies will be quicker. Such a grand time will be had that insurance will surely be needed by that guy named Lad. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from all here in Texas, because that's where the best is.
Oh, I always have to get that in there, that little ending. But that's awesome.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks for playing that for us. Good stuff there. And, you know, Andy and Mike recorded this a few years back, but still sounds so good.
Dreaming of a white
sounds just like Hartman.
Christmas, I'm telling you.
Just like the ones I used to know.
That's Andy on the piano in the background.
Pete on the harp.
Yep.
That brings back memories.
Oh, isn't that great?
Remember that one time we sang this on Warburg Radio?
Gosh. Yeah, you did it live. You pulled it right off. But no, it's that time of year, guys, where everything's just, it just seems a little happier, a little lighter. And with all that's going on in the world, we wanted to do this show for everybody out there just to have a little fun and kind of gather as a family around our big table here and celebrate the season of Christmas and celebrate all the great things that that the good Lord has blessed us with this year and looking forward to next. You know, we had a banner year this year, and it was just really terrific. In the American Air Show side of the house, we had a wonderful year and a very safe year, and that came out at the convention, and just really thankful this year. So looking back, and can't wait to be with each and every one of you next year, hopefully at an event somewhere, and we'll see you in person. We are debuting a new vehicle. You know, the big Warbird Radio, our new truck is coming online with Jason Barnett is down there working on it right now, and I have no idea what he's going to come up with. We have given him total creative license on this thing, and it's going to be awesome. I'm sure it'll be awesome, but we'll wait and see. We'll wait and see what comes from it. So
looking forward to that.
Yeah, you and really. Me both. I don't know. Last I heard, he sent me a picture of this 1950s era truck and a really cool, almost Art Deco grill. And he said, "What do you think of this?" And I said, "It looks like the front end from a 1950s truck." And he goes, "Well, it's going to go on yours." He's somehow or another going to mate the front end of this thing onto our bread truck that we've procured for the new live truck, the new live mobile studio. You know, Jason, he's talking about gun turrets up top, make it look like an old bomber, and it's going to be awesome. Can't wait to see what
it
he's come
be
up with.
Greatness.
Yeah, so that's going to be a big Christmas present for all of us to enjoy here at the next. At our next gathering, probably at Oshkosh. So Hartman and Hines will have to take it and drive it around up there at Oshkosh a little bit and have a good time with it. But going to be fun. Well, guys, thanks again for coming on tonight. Good to hear each and every one of you.
Good to hear you, Matt.
And Hartman and Hines will let you. Andy, are you going to play us out with a little music tonight?
Well, I would, but my fingers are hurting now.
Oh, are they? I'm sorry to hear that. Well,
we had a piano breakdown during the during the playing of the song.
You had a technical foul,
Merry Christmas to everybody from the Hartman and Hines Show and the Warbird family, and thank you guys very much. Looking forward to seeing all you guys next year. Have a warm and cheerful one.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dave Homewood, always a pleasure to have you on, sir. What a you're the only gentleman on this show. You come on with that gorgeous accent of yours. So thanks, Dave, and stay out of the sheep.
Well,
thank you.
It's always a pleasure to be on the show, and it's really great to hear Warbird Radio back on the air as well. You know, we were off for several months, and it's great to hear you all back on. So,
yeah, it's amazing. Amazing to be broadcasting from over here. I got to say, it really is, Dave.
I hope you all have a really good Christmas, and I hope it's a really interesting experience, your Christmas, Matt, being in a different country.
Well, it has been so far, and we're looking forward to it. I'm going to go camping again. I'm going to go out to the desert, go camping a little bit in the desert. Going to go take some camels and head out to a tent, and I'm not kidding. And we'll see how this goes.
Sounds like fun.
Camel camping.
How many poles does your tent have?
How many poles? You know, honestly,
that's a status symbol.
I think it's got to be somewhere close to 20. You know, I'm not kidding you. Hartman and Hines, we should talk about this because there is a Bedouin that has set up in the desert right in front of our house that is selling tents for the camping season right now that is in full swing. And one of these tents would look really nice at Oshkosh. And it's quite large. So you could throw it down and have a few rugs. I could bring them over to you, you know. And you could have one of these gorgeous canvas Bedouin tents set up.
We're there. We're in.
All right. I'll see what I can do. It may show up under the Christmas tree. Well, folks, I want to thank you all for coming on. And in the words of Mr. Bing Crosby himself, have yourself a merry little Christmas this year. And we'll talk to all of you next year for an all-new season here on Warbird Radio. But from all of us here tonight, Merry Christmas and have a great night. Good night, everybody.
Good night, man.
Good night.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. Merry Christmas, Dave. Merry Christmas, Hartman.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let yourself be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away.